time to honor America and for those who can rise and stand. Time now for the playing of our national anthem of the United States of America, the flag of the USA, hanging proudly above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is also the final game of a 12-game homestand for the Rawhide. After today, they will enjoy a much-needed day off before traveling to Lake Elsinore to face the San Diego Padres affiliate, the Lake Elsinore Storm. After today, just 2 weeks left of the 2022 season. Right now, the Rawhide trying to finish with a win streak. Right now, they have a three-game losing streak to the Quakes. Of the 11 games they've played at home in this two-week homestand, they have only won one game, trying to end it on a good note. Here's tonight's starting lineup presented by T-Mobile, starting off with the visiting team, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off at second base, number 46, Taylor Young. Batting second in center field, number 11, Jake Vogel. Batting third behind the plate, number 22, Dalton Rushing. In the cleanup spot, it's the designated hitter, number 3, Yainer Fernandez. Batting fifth at third base, number 6, Nick Bittison. Batting sixth in left field, number 16, Luis Rodriguez. Batting 7th at first base, number 37, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Batting 8th for the Quakes, the shortstop, number 27, Ryan Doncon. And batting 9th in right field, number 35, Juan Alonso. Starting pitcher today for the Quakes is Darlin Pinales. On the mound for the Rawhide, left-handed pitcher Brock Jones. We are almost ready for first pitch. 6 o'clock on the dot here in Visalia. Brock Jones on the mound facing Taylor Young, who will lead it off today. For those of you watching on MLB TV, you'll notice that we only have the high home camera today, and that unfortunately will be the case for today's game. We will do our best to describe everything properly for you. For those of you listening at RawhideBaseball.com, thanks for tuning in. The first pitch of the game misses just low and inside. It's at 6:01, and it's 96 degrees in Visalia, which is actually a little bit cooler than it has been the rest of this week. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field, a leadoff base hit for Young. Leadoff man is on for Jake Vogel, who's batting from the right side. Catching for Jones today is Adrian Del Castillo. At third base, Josh Day. Shortstop, Juan Corniel. And at second base, Manuel Pena. First baseman for the Rawhide, Sergio Gutierrez. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. From left to right, it's Kevin Graham Alvin Guzman, and Jason Roberson. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. O-2, tries to check his swing on a low inside pitch. No appeal. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jack Wason. And on the bases, Daniel By the Way. Infield at double play depth. No real shift, though. The pitch just misses. A little bit low, maybe outside. Jones, the southpaw on the mound. The 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped. Jones, this year for the Rawhide, is 0-1 with a 3 ERA. He joined the Rawhide 2 weeks ago now. In Modesto. Pickoff attempt at first base. Young back safely standing up. He had his first start in the California League in Modesto. Was not a part of the decision. He was drafted in the 16th round by the Diamondbacks in 2019. The pitch, runner goes. It swung on, fouled, third base side. Still a 2-2 count. The pitch misses high, ball three. Vogel is batting .232 this season. Yesterday, he went 2-for-4 with 2 runs batted in. Nobody out, runner on first. Payoff pitch, runner is off. Pitch just misses inside, ball four. Not missing by much if they are.
Heading to the plate, the catcher, number 22, Dalton Rushing.
Dalton Rushing is batting from the left side. Runners on first and second. Leadoff hit for Young, followed by a walk drawn by Vogel. Nice job by Vogel. He was down 0-2 on the count and still able to draw the walk with a lot of foul pitches. Adrian Del Castillo is going to come have a conversation on the mound with Jones. It was an 8-pitch at bat for Vogel. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Rushing, who's been dangerous at the plate, batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a flare into shallow right field. Roberson and Guzman giving chase. They won't get to it. Young rounds third, but he's held there. Bases are loaded, nobody out. We've seen Daniel Nava, the fourth coach and the third base coach for the Quakes this season. He has been a little bit more conservative at third base, I'd say, when a ball's hit into shallow center field. I think they're really showing respect for Guzman's arm. And if you take any time to be able to watch Guzman during warm-ups, when they're taking outfield and infield, you can really see his arm shine. But it's bases loaded, nobody out, and batting from the right side is the designated hitter, Yainer Fernandez. First pitch, called strike on the inside corner. The runner on third is Taylor Young. He singled to left. Vogel's on second, he walked, and Rushing just had the flare single into center field. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Infield at double play depth at the bases loaded, top half of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball, shallow right field, hooking foul.
Broken windows, Vision Glassworks. Number to call is 747-2000.
And it is foul into the netting. 0-2 count. Outfield shifting to the right against Fernandez, especially the right fielder Roberson. He's almost directly in front of the bullpen for the Quakes in right field. The pitch coming high and inside, ball one. With a 6 o'clock start, there's not a lot of shade on the playing surface. A little bit in right field down the foul line and some by home plate, but none on the pitcher's mound yet. 1-2. Swung on, a fly ball into right field. Roberson going back in the corner. Makes the catch. Everyone will tag. And Young scores the first run of the game. That is in sacrifice fly out for Fernandez to give the Quakes a 1-0 lead in the top half of the first. Roberson makes the catch along the foul line. Young scores. Vogel moves to third. Rushing decided to stay at first base, with a throw going to second. And now Nick Bittison is batting from the right side. One down, runners on the corners. Bittison batting 268 this season. Yesterday went 1-for-4 with a walk. First pitch misses, ball one. Here's the 1-0. Called strike, 1-1 count. Rawhide infield at double play depth. Pena, the second baseman, shading closer to second. The pitch swung on, a pop-up, shallow right field. No one's going to get to that one as it lands for a base hit. That allows Vogel to score. Rushing moves to second. Not a very hard hit ball at all. I think it might have actually broken the bat. But it lands for a base hit, an RBI single for Nick Bittison. Two nothing Quakes lead. Top half of the first. Runner on second is rushing on first, Bittison. And Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, out to have a conversation on the mound with Jones and the infield. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Runners on first and second, one away, and Luis Rodriguez, the left fielder, is at the plate. Quakes lead 2-0. This is going to be the 20th pitch of the inning for Jones. Here it is. Missing low. Jones, a 6'1" left-handed pitcher, originally from Newport Beach, but was drafted out of a high school in Washington in the 16th round of 2019. Pitched in the Arizona Complex League in 2019, but then didn't pitch in 2020 or 2021 because of the minor league baseball season being canceled due to COVID-19, and also because he had Tommy John surgery. It's a 1-1 count, one down. Wind just barely blowing out to right field. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Rodriguez calls for time. RBI, And it looks like he hurt his arm somehow. He's been kind of shaking it off for a little bit, and now the athletic trainer is going to come out and check on him. The athletic trainer, Ike Cato, checking in on him. Again, it was his left arm that he's kind of been moving his hand around, shaking his elbow and his shoulder out. You have to wonder if it did something with his last swing, whether he hyperextended it or something, but they're checking on his grip strength right now. So he says he's fine. By the way he was moving his hand, it made me think he almost had a dead arm or hyperextended his elbow for a split second and got kind of some numbness or tingles in his hand, as I always called it when I was playing. But it's a 1-2 count, one down. He's staying in the game. Runners on first and second. Top half of the first with the Quakes leading 2-0. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field over the head of Pena. Rushing, had to hold to make sure. Now they throw to second, and Bittison's out. No. Corniel dropped the ball. Now they're saying he's out on the transfer is how he dropped that ball. We'll go through this one again. So the line drive just barely got over the head of Pena. Bittison really couldn't do anything about that. He eventually moved to second. He didn't slide at second. But they're saying that Corniel dropped the ball on the transfer. I don't think that's the right call. But Bittison probably should have gone in sliding because he created contact with Corniel, forcing him to drop the ball. And now they're going to call him safe, because he didn't drop the ball on the transfer. And now Cortez is going to come out and have a conversation with the umpiring crew. And what I almost guarantee you that Cortez is complaining about is that he thinks Corniel had the ball in his glove. And again, if the umpire, Daniel, by the way, says it's on the transfer, Cortez is saying, how are you able to overturn that with the home plate umpire, who does not have a good view on that play at all. But Cortez giving them a piece of his mind, but he's heading back to the dugout, still saying a few words. Understandably so. And again, I don't think that Corniel dropped the ball in the transfer, but I think there could be a case that if Bittison didn't make contact with him, he would have held on to that ball. But it is a base hit, and bases are loaded. One out. First pitch to Powell. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. So it is one down. Bases are loaded. Now an 0-2 count to Griffin Lockwood Powell. The runner on third is rushing, who singled. Nick Bittison on second, he also singled. And Rodriguez on first, he just singled into right field. Here's the 0-2. Misses outside, ball one. The Quakes already lead 2-0 in the top half of the first, and someone is now warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Left-handed pitcher. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lockwood Powell goes down swinging. For the second out of the inning, that strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Ryan Doncon batting from the right side. Bases are still full, both two outs. The pitch is swung on, fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Doncon yesterday hit his first home run as a member of the Quakes. It was his first home run in the California League. Oh, 1 count. Pitch from Jones. Swung on, fouled, third base side. The Quakes lead 2-0. Jones trying to get out of it here. Two down, bases are full, 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined, diving play by Pena. He makes the catch to end the inning. What a play by Pena. That play is your Geiger Electric play of the game. That was Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give Geiger Electric a call at 559-302-9517. Well, the Quakes get on the board first. It's a 2-0 ball game heading into the bottom half of the first. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Manuel Pena at the plate, leading it off in the bottom half of the first inning for the Rawhide. The Quakes lead 2-0. First pitch to Pena is a called strike. Pena also had the amazing diving play to end the first inning, which was so needed for the Rawhide. His bases loaded, 2 down. If that got through, probably 2 runs would have scored. 0-1, misses out. On the mound is Darlene Pinales. The pitch misses inside, or did he make contact with the bat? I wasn't able to see. No, it did miss inside. Count is 2-1. Pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the second baseman. Young picks it up. The throw to first retires Pena by 2 steps. 1 down. Now Juan Corniel is batting from the left side. Pinales in his Cal League debut for the Quakes. He joined the team this series up from the Arizona Complex League. First pitch misses inside, ball 1 to Juan Corniel. Due up after him is Josh Day, followed by the cleanup batter Adrian Del Castillo. Jason Roberson batting 5th, followed by Alvin Guzman. The pitch, called strike. Batting 7th for the Rawhide, Kevin Graham. 8th is the designated hitter, J.J. DeRozio. And batting 9th is Sergio Gutierrez. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, 1-2 count. The Quakes scored two runs off of four hits. They left three runners on base, but they have the 2-0 lead. The pitch swung on, one hopper back to Pinales. He tosses over to first base for the second out of the inning. Josh Day now batting from the right side. Two down, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. Catching for Pinales today is Dalton Rushing. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Third base, Nick Bittison. The shortstop is Ryan Doncone. Second baseman, Taylor Young. And at first base, Griffin Lockwood Powell. The 1-1. Called strike. In left field, Luis Rodriguez. Center field, Jake Vogel. And in right field, Juan Alonso. 1-2. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side, but it does roll foul. Day is batting 293 this season. Yesterday, he had the day off for the Rawhide. In his last seven games, he's batting 269. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball into center field. Vogel over, waiting for it to come down, and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Pinales' California League debut. The Quakes still lead 2-0 as we go into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
College on pause, life on go, with a passion for helping youth in need. Last year, navigating a pandemic with two kids and two jobs. This year, small business owner, nonprofit founder, $500,000 grant direct deposited into a Valley Strong business account. That's the strong in Brittany. Valley Strong Credit Union, we work hard because you do.
Barnes and Brew Sunday at Strong Ballpark. Our thanks to our friends at Haskell's Beef Depot and Barrel House Brewing Company. Thank you, David Allen and Allen Law Firm, for bringing Bounce Houses to Valley Strong Ballpark. They're available for Kids Club members in the Valley Children's Kids Corral today and every Sunday game. Are you looking for something to do post-game? Head on over to the Barrel House Bar on Main Street so you can take it and get $1 off any draft beer. Second inning, heading to play for Rancho Cucamonga, right fielder number 35, Juan Alonso.
Jones back on the mound, second inning of work. First pitch is swung on, slow ground ball. Day comes over and it hits off of his glove, gets by him. Leadoff man is on. It's an error on the third baseman, Day. Day, usually a middle infielder.
Stepping to the plate, second base spot, Taylor Young.
All right, Taylor. This is his first game at third base in his professional career. Told me he never played third base at college. Went to school at Missouri. The pitch to Taylor Young, he squares to bunt, but pops it back into the netting. So, tough break for Day there. He had a nice angle on it. Looked like he was ready to make the play. Came over, cutting it off from the shortstop, just missed it. Oh, one count. Jones kicks. Swung on, deep fly ball right field. Roberson going back at the warning track and makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Center fielder Jake Vogel.
Jake Vogel at the plate. The pitch. Misses low. Ball one. Vogel in his first at-bat walked after being down on an 0-2 count. The Quakes lead 2-0 in the top half of the second inning. They have 4 hits today, haven't committed an error. Rahai, no runs, no hits, committed 1 error. Pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Graham cuts it off right in front of the Rawhide bullpen and gets it in quickly to hold Alonzo at third base, but Vogel cruises into second with a stand-up double. 2 runners in scoring position for the dangerous Dalton rushing at the plate. Alonzo on third, Vogel on second, 1 down. Rushing had a flare single into center field. Batting 452 on the season. First pitch is a called strike to Rushing. In his last 9 games, he's batting 424. Been with the Quakes for just about 20 games now, or at least he's played in 20 games. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, and his 452 average, very impressive to be able to hold on to for 20 games played. Oh, 2 count, 1 down. Left versus left matchup. The pitch. Swung on, lined into center field. Guzman coming in, tries to make the diving play, and it gets by him. That'll score 2 at least. Rushing heading for second, thinking about third, but he'll stay there. A 2-run, what I will assume will be a double for Rushing. Not going to give an error to Guzman on that play. Tried to make a diving play to get the second out of the inning. Instead, it gets by him, allowing 2 runs to score. If he just played that ball on 1 hop, 1 run would have scored, and they probably would have held Vogel at third base. That's what Daniel Nava, the third base coach, has traditionally been doing this series on a shallow ball hit into center field. But it's a 4-0 ball game. Top half of the second, and Yainer Fernandez takes ball 1 high and inside. Rushing picks up 2 RBI. The pitch fouled off into the netting, 1-1 count. The pitch, missing high. The pitch, coming high and inside. Ball 3. Three balls and a strike, 1 down. Hitters count for Fernandez. The swings and misses at the pitch count as full. Fernandez drove in the first run of the game in the first inning as a sacrifice flyout to score Young. Now he's batting with one down and a runner on second. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Swung on, grounded foul, third base side. The pitch misses low, ball four. Fernandez draws a one-out walk. It's runners on first and second. One down for Nick Bittison, who's now batting from the right side.
Now batting third baseman, Nick Bittison. All
Pitch to Bittison, misses low. Adrian Del Castillo out to talk to Jones, and now here comes Gabby Hernandez. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is over. 1-0 to Bittison. Swung on and missed, strike one. So Bittison had an RBI single into right field in his first at-bat, and he's the runner in question when he advanced to second on the flare line drive by Rodriguez on whether Cornell dropped the ball on the transfer. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, lined by the diving shortstop into left field. Everyone will advance 90 feet. And his base is loaded, one down. Rodriguez at the plate, batting from the right side. Runner on third, Dalton rushing. On second, Yainer Fernandez. And on first, Nick Bittison. First pitch misses inside. The pitch swung on, popped up out of play. 1-1 count. First pitch misses outside. Beg your pardon. It's a 2-1 count now. Swung on, popped up, out of play again, first base side. Rodriguez in his last eight games batting 303 yesterday. He had two doubles, driving in five runs. 2-2. Swung on, popped up again. Two, two, swung on and missed. Strike three, Rodriguez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Lockwood Powell bats from the right side. Bases are still loaded for the Quakes in the top half of the second inning, and they lead 4-0. Two down. Pitch misses outside. Still on third is Rushing. On second, Fernandez. And first is Bittison. Rushing had the two-run double to drive in the two runs in this inning. Fernandez walked, and Bittison standing on first with a single into left field. Pitch misses inside. Ball two. Lockwood Powell struck out in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on, high fly ball into right field. Roberson underneath it. Makes the catch for the final out of the inning. For the second consecutive inning, the Quakes strand the bases loaded, but they do score two runs again in the second. They lead 4-0 going into the bottom half of the second inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark and any game thanks to California. A service dog and Scooby Poops is locally owned. Head wax removal service. You can even call them a Boomer Scooper business. They strive to provide quality pet wax removal services to families in Bicepia and surrounding areas of the Valley. Scooby Poops, not poop, we scoop. Parks and Brew Sundays here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Our thanks to our friends at Barrel House Brewing Company and Haskell's Feed Depot. Visit Haskell's Feed Depot at the location on Noble in Bicepia. You'll find all the best food options. If you'd like more information, head on over to Haskell's Feed Depot on Noble.
Adrian Del Castillo is batting from the left side. It's the bottom half of the second inning, and the Rawhide trail by four already. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Del Castillo, the catcher today for the Rawhide. This should be his final game in Visalia for the season, only here for the week. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. It's the same case with Jason Roberson, so both of them were on the Hillsboro Hops this season. But when the Hops go to Canada, not everyone from the team are able to travel with them. Here's the 0-2. It swung on and missed strike three, low in the dirt. The catcher Rushing throws to first base to complete the strikeout, one down. And now Jason Roberson will bat from the left side.
Headed to the plate, Ryan
So Del Castillo came to the Rawhide for a week. Roberson was actually in the Arizona Complex League for the week because our roster was full. But then when Junior Franco got injured, they had Roberson come up so Rawhide would have another outfielder. One down. Nobody on for Roberson. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. You might remember the two other Rawhide players this season who had to come down to Visalia when Hillsboro went to Canada earlier this year. It was Jordan Lawler and Jamison Hill, 1-1 count to Roberson. Right now, both of them are in Amarillo. I'm not sure if they're both staying there or if they're going to be going back because, again, the Rawhide roster is full, so that's why they didn't come down. But both of them have been doing very well in Hillsboro where they could end up staying up there. And I saw a tweet where Jordan Lawler is batting, I think, over 300 right now for the week in Amarillo. Two balls and a strike, one down. Pitch from Pinales. Swung on a slow ground ball in front of the mound. He picks it up. The pitcher throws and then falls to the ground. It goes over the first baseman's head, and Roberson is going to stay at first base. It was a ball that maybe went 20 feet to the right of the mound. Beg your pardon, just 20 feet from home plate, and it was towards the right side of the mound. Pinales picks it up. He fell to the ground as he threw. That made him soar it over the first baseman's head and go down the right field line. He's lucky that Roberson didn't advance to second, so it is going to be an infield single for Roberson. Had he advanced to second on the throwing error, then it would be ruled an error on the play as well, but Roberson standing on first base, no error on the play, and they are going to go check on the pitcher, Pinales, now. The pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, out to check on him, along with the athletic trainer, Ike Cato. Well, Roberson, not a very hard hit ball at all. Again, I think it went only 20 feet, but he has the first hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. Roberson, the runner on first. A rather large lead at first. Pitch misses low. One oh. Swung on, fouled off. One one. Misses high, ball two. The pitch fouled off down the third base side, 2-2 count. Pinales set, 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Guzman goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And that's the second strikeout in Pinales' debut. Now batting, left fielder number 21, Kevin Graham. Kevin Graham is batting from the left side. Two down. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Graham, the left fielder today for the Rawhide. He's usually been in right field, but with Franco on the injured list, he's been moved over to left with Brett Johnson having the night off. Movement in the pen. There is a left-handed pitcher warming. I think it's Yifer Perdomo. And, yes, it is Yifer Perdomo warming in the pen. Pitch is a called strike, 1-1 count. He kicks. It comes inside, gets by the catcher, allowing Roberson to head for a second. That'll be a wild pitch. Pinellas and the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position for the first time. They're trailing by four in the bottom half of the second inning. Two, one. Missing inside, ball three. Hitters count for Graham. Graham had the night off yesterday. The pitch is swung on, popped up behind the plate, but it will reach the grandstands.
That stays in the ball. Actually, it stays in the stands. That's a Porter Suggs prize ball. Take it to the general store to pick up a sandwich from Porter Suggs.
Full count, two down, runner in scoring position. Rawhide trying to get on the board. Payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up into shallow left field. Rodriguez coming over. Now going back, but makes the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position, but they do have their first hit of the game, brought to you by Jason Roberson and Rosa Brothers Milk Company. We are going into the top half of the third inning, and Yifer Perdomo will be the new pitcher on the mound. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be the top half of the third inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Delicious Cali Squeeze Blood Orange, Tangerine Days, and Lemon Chill. Cali Squeeze, California, and for a California state of mind. It is fantasy football season, holding their draft in the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club tonight at the Mycena County Center Rotary Club. Vegas Aquarium Brewing Company, our craft, your journey. Joining the game is the Promise 89.7 FM, a family-friendly Christian radio station. Harvest wealth through the empowers hardworking people to enjoy the moments that matter most. In the Harvest Wealth Group and Van Dugout tonight is Chuck Knox. Noyota is the place. And Toyota Terrence is Jane Willis and Red Team. Also, the Korea Health, a proud sponsor by Sugar Rawhide. Korea Health, more than medicine live in the Korea Health Grandstand. By the way, is staff from Raising. Let's move to the third inning. Now batting, shortstop Rain Dongonda.
New pitcher on the mound is Yifer Perdomo. Southpaw delivers, swung on and missed by Rain Dongonda. It's the top half of the third inning. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today at Valley Strong Ballpark for the series finale. Quakes lead 4-0. They have 7 hits through 2 innings. The pitch swung on and missed. Perdomo is in relief for Brock Jones. Jones threw 2 innings, gave up 4 runs, but only 3 of them earned because of the fielding error on the third baseman, Josh Day. Those 4 runs scored off of 7 hits, 2 walks, but he did strike out 2. Pitch misses inside to Dongonda. 1-2 count. Jones' ERA did climb to 5.63 on the season now. Perdomo kicks. Swung on, popped up behind our press box. One, two. Swung on, deep fly ball into left field. Graham going back. He watches it go. Second home run in as many nights for Ryan Doncone. Second home run and third run batted in as a member of the Quakes. All three of his RBI have come from a home run. It is now a 5-0 ball game in the top half of the third.
Right fielder Juan Alonso.
Pitch misses outside, 1-1 count. At the plate is Juan Alonso. He reached on that fielding error by Day in the last inning. And the Eifer Perdomo needs a new belt. I think this is only the second or third time we've seen that happen this season. But that happened a lot last year for the Rod. I don't know what it is about these belts or how these guys are putting them on, but they break a lot of belts. So a belt delay. And we are ready. 1-1 count. Promo, the southpaw from Venezuela. Just turned 21 this month. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. 1-2 count. One, two. Coming inside, 2-2 count. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. He stays alive. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. Alonso batting 231 this season. A long at bat here. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Alonso goes down swinging. For the first out of the inning, that strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Top of the order at the plate, Taylor Young. He has singled and flown out to right field. Singled into left, and again, he's flied out to right. Right versus left matchup with the southpaw on the mound. Pitch misses low, ball one. Let's go, 1-0. outside ball two. Perdomo this season, 1-5 with a 6.04 ERA. This is his 23rd appearance this season, 9th appearance out of the bullpen. 2-0, missing inside ball three. Perdomo was originally part of the starting rotation for the Rawhide, but has since been moved into the bullpen. He's thrown 67 innings of work for the Rawhide this year, striking out 83 while walking 44. Make it 45 as he walks Young on four pitches. Young, the runner on first with one down. Opponents are batting 248 against Perdomo this year. Pitch misses low, ball one. And meeting on the mound as Del Castillo goes out there, so does Gabby Hernandez. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Jake Vogel at the plate, batting from the right side. One down. Runner on first is Taylor Young. Vogel has reached base twice today. He's walked and also doubled. First pitch is a called strike. He kicks. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Perdomo is nearing his one-year mark with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He joined the team last year in September after being traded from the Toronto Blue Jays. He joined the Rawhide on September 2nd of last year. Him and J.J. DeRozio, who's the designated hitter today, were both traded from the Blue Jays. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Vogel goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Two down. Runner on first and Dalton rushing at the plate. Left versus left matchup. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. So again, Perdomo was traded to the Diamondbacks along with J.J. DeRozio for Joaquin Soria. Ended the year in Visalia, started this year in Visalia, and on track to spend the full season here in the California League. 1-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball two. Two-one for Perdomo. The runner takes off, but the pitch is swung on and foul tipped. So it's a 2-2 count and two down. Two, two, fouled off into the netting. Runner takes off. The pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball to right field, but it's hooking foul and into the CSDA pasture. Count remains 2-2. And now someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Perdomo is nearing the 30-pitch mark. Right-handed pitcher of warming. Not sure who it is. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field. Roberson coming in. It'll land in front of him for a base hit. Gets it in quickly to hold Young at second. Nice job by Roberson to do that. Two outs still. Runner on second is Young on first rushing, and Yainer Fernandez comes to the plate. Now, Fernandez and Perdomo are close friends. From my understanding, whenever the teams face each other, they're always hanging out after games. Fernandez, also originally from Venezuela. The pitch, missing inside. One oh count. Here's the pitch. Missing in. 2-0. Shade almost completely taking over the field. You can see that if you're watching on MLB TV. Just that pillar of sunshine going from first out to left field. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off to our right. And this might be the only inning of work for Perdomo due to a pitch count issue. Usually when a pitcher nears 30 or 35 in an inning, he's not going to come back out for the next one. The 2-1 is swung on, a high fly ball into shallow right field. Roberson makes the catch, and that will end the inning. But a run does score for the Quakes as they lead 5-0. We're going into the bottom half of the third. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get fast relief with Tums. It's time to love food back.
Bars and Brews, Sundays here at the Top Ballpark, or thanks to our friends at SOP Depot and Merrill Ash Brewing Company. Hey, Culligan Man, Culligan & Lindsay, backed by over 80 years of experience and has a perfect solution for family water concerns. Culligan & Lindsay, we know California water. For an update on the wet action up in the pasture, let's send it to Naomi. Take it away.
Hey, guys, I have Theo and Savannah here participating in our water balloon toss. So far, everyone has popped their balloons. See who's the next out. Oh, and you guys hit. Go. Come on, guys.
Jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when our dreams were there for chasing, but time was better wasting. We were
free. Now, Billy. Designated hitter, J.J. DeRozio.
J.J. DeRozio is batting from the right side, takes ball one low and out. Back on the mound is Pinales 4. The Quakes, the pitch is swung on. A deep fly ball into left field. Rodriguez going back. He turns around and makes the catch as he backpedals in front of the wall. One down. D'Orazio, the designated hitter, is retired. Great play by Rodriguez out in left. It's the bottom half of the third inning. The Quakes lead 5-0. They have 9 hits already today. And now Sergio Gutierrez is batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Pitch to him, misses high. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. One, one. Misses outside, ball two. Two, one. Swung on, popped up out of play behind home plate. Gutierrez is the first baseman again today. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Manuel Pena now batting from the left side. In his first at bat, he grounds it out to second. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. O-1. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Again, 0-2 count now. Pinales now at 40 pitches. Again, this is his California League debut. He's only allowed one hit. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. And that hit came off the bat of Jason Roberson, but it was not a very hard hit ball at all. Pinales has looked very good through almost 3 innings of work. He has struck out 3 so far. The 1-2, inside, ball 2. Pitch is swung on, one hopper back to Pinales. He fields it, tosses to first for the final out of the inning. Rawhide still trailed by 5 going into the fourth. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Got a question about Valley Shore Ballpark, or do you want to buy tickets for one of our final 6 games? After Labor Day, be sure to visit the Budweiser Guest Citizen brought to you by Bud Beverage and Budweiser's an official beer of Rising and Rawhide. Rod's crew has been reminded Polish prepared by Cal Apparel, your local source for all of your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional for product needs. Visit calapparel.net and give them a call at 559-733-7020. Rod's crew drag, powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find the nearest steel dealer, search SPNA. Rawhide are selling off the 22 Coveralls jersey. Visit the general store to purchase your Coveralls jersey. You can buy the jersey for $100, or you can add a Coveralls hat and $20 to that price. Are we Looking for the sixth inning, right in the fourth inning. Batting for the Quakes, number six, third baseman, Nick Bennison.
Nick Bittison swings and misses at the first pitch. He's batting from the right side. Oh, 1, missing inside. Yeifer Perdomo is back on the mound for his second inning of work. Did give up one run in the third. It was a solo shot to Ryan Doncon, his second home run in as many days. 1-1 count to Bittison, missing low and inside, ball 2. Two-one, swung on, fouled off into the netting. The pitch, swung on, a towering fly ball into shallow left field. Graham coming in, Cornell going out. It's Graham who calls off Cornell and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Luis Rodriguez is batting from the right side, one away. Nobody on in the top half of the fourth. Quakes lead 5-0. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1, missing inside. One ball, one strike, one down. The lights are on now at Valley Strong Ballpark. Pitch is swung on, a high fly ball into deep right field. Roberson is at the wall. He leaps up. Can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Rodriguez heading for second. He'll stop there. He probably could have kept going to third base, but as Roberson dropped the ball when he tried to pick it up, it might have been a close play. Roberson showing off his arm as he threw it into the shortstop, Cornell. But again, I think Rodriguez had a chance to make it to third. Would have depended on how the relay was. But he'll take a double, a wall ball double. Rodriguez has his second hit of the evening. And Griffin Lockwood Powell bats from the right side. There is still a little bit of sunshine going out to left field. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Pitch missing high, ball 1. Pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, 1-2 count. Pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Graham comes in, takes it on one hop. Rodriguez advances to third. Graham, at first, started going back, maybe not back on the ball, just started going slightly towards his glove side. If he came in on it immediately, he probably would have been able to make the catch in the air, but instead it ends up dropping right in front of him, allowing Rodriguez to move to third. and Lockwood Powell to be standing on first base. Really tough play, though, on a line drive right at you like that. The pitch is swung on. A diving play by Day. Stops and holds on to the ball. No throw. Two down. What a play by Josh Day. Great reaction by the third baseman, who's usually a middle infielder. Two down, runners on the corners. And the number nine batter, Juan Alonso, at the plate. So wrapping up the thought on the base hit into left field. Again, really tough play to be able to make a play on a line drive right at you into the outfield, especially at Valley Strong Ballpark in left field before the sun is down completely. He was dealing with the sun earlier this inning. Pitch misses inside. 2-0 count to Alonso, who has reached on an error and also struck out swinging. The runner on third is Rodriguez, and on first, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Two down with the Quakes leading by five in the top half of the fourth. The pitch. Missing inside, ball three. The pitch is a called strike, 3-1 count. Pitch is swung on, lined over the head of Corniel into left field. Rodriguez will score, and everyone moves up 90 feet. 6-0, the Quakes lead in the fourth. Corniel showing his athletic ability at shortstop. Almost made that play, leaping up, but couldn't get to it. It's a two-out RBI single for Alonso. Again, Rodriguez scores, and Lockwood Powell moves over to second base. And here comes Jorge Cortez. I think this will be the day for Yeifer Perdomo, who's at the 50-pitch mark now. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. I believe it is Alfred Murillo who will be back on the mound for the Rawhide. He will inherit runners on first and second and two down in the top half of the fourth inning with the Quakes leading 6-0. And it is Alfred Murillo on the mound. You are watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
For the Rawhide, now pitching and reporting, Alfred Murillo. On Taylor Young.
Murillo facing the top of the order, Taylor Young. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike at the belt, 0-1 count. Murillo, the third pitcher of the evening. He's in relief for Perdomo. Perdomo is still responsible for the two runners on the bases. On second is Griffin Lockwood Powell, who singled, and Juan Alonso's on first, who had an RBI single. Pitch misses, ball one. No more sunlight on the playing surface now. Lights are starting to take full effect, although still very light out in the sky. Two down. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball two. Pitch misses, ball three. Three balls, one strike, two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a flare into shallow right field. Gutierrez, the first baseman, goes back on it and makes the catch about 2 feet on the outfield grass. Murillo faces one batter and gets out of it. But the Quakes still lead 6-0 in the top half of the fourth. We're now going into the bottom half of the fourth inning, and the Quakes already with 12 hits today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You can venture on and off the grid with confidence. Every Toyota hybrid vehicle comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance and our exclusive 10-year 150,000-mile hybrid battery warranty for wherever adventure takes you. Toyota, let's go places.
South of Arden, we're celebrating 40 years of service in Porterville and surrounding communities. For 40 years, Temple Arm has provided quality installation prompt service. For all your security needs, call Temple Arm at 559-781-3310 and 781-3310. All right, we're going to be checking the video board because it's time now for the Temple Arm hot dog races. Listen up, section. You're going to be rooting for Relish in the saloon type for the mustard. Red Zone, and for the ketchup, the Terrence Toyota. That's right. Saloon, Red Zone, and Toyota Terrence. Here we go. Let's get this race going. On your marks, get set, go. And they're on. Led right off the bat, run. Relish, followed by Mustard and ketchup right behind as they approach first base. As they turn all the way to the second base, halfway point of the race, Mustard is taking the lead, followed by Relish and Mustard. Saloon, you have Relish. Red Zone, you have Mustard. Toyota Terrence, you have ketchup. Now at third base, Relish takes the lead, followed by ketchup. Now Mustard behind. Looks like ketchup is taking the lead and wins. Congratulations. The winner is down at the Toyota Terrence. Congratulations.
Juan Corniel is batting from the left side to start off the bottom half of the fourth inning. First pitch is fouled off. The Rawhide trail by six. It's a 6-0 ball game. The Rawhide only have one hit today, and the Quakes already have 12. The pitch, called strike count, is now 0-2, and we have a new pitcher on the mound. On the mound for the Quakes is Joel Ibarra. The pitch, missing low and outside, ball one. The 1-2, swung on, fouled off. Pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman, Bittison. Fields it, the throw to first is in time. One down, nice strong throw by Bittison. One away, nobody on for Josh Day. Well, Ibarra in relief for Pinales, who had a great outing for his California League debut. Three scoreless innings, only gave up one hit. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out three through his three innings. Swinging ball by Day. They're saying that it was a fair ball, so now Day is out. I'm sorry, I was looking down. I didn't see the play. No argument from Cortez at third base, so I'm going to assume that Day just thought it hit off his foot, and the home plate umpire said no, it didn't. So Day is out. Two down, and Adrian Del Castillo was batting from the left side. Pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Six nothing ball game in the bottom half of the fourth. The pitch misses outside, ball one. We are almost 90 minutes into this ball game, only the bottom half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Missing low and inside. Two, one. Called strike inside corner. Count is even, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Del Castillo goes down swinging to end the inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Ibarra in his first inning of relief. We're going into the top half of the fifth. Rawhide still trailed by six. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Salute to the workforce is courtesy of Meisner Walker Brewing Company. Meisner Walker Brewing Company. Beer before glory. Tonight, get half off all Meisner Walker products, including Kelly's Greens on Drive. Edo Meisner makes a tall can or 24-ounce tall can of Meisner Walker. 805. Meisner Walker Brewing Company. Beer before glory.
Too much, but when you think, you're usually a second behind, and you can't be behind on this board because we're so fast and quick. Nod, and the gate opens, and just mind goes blank, and just turn on reaction.
Rawhide, your bat is 25 bucks. It comes with your first fill as a bat. All beers are 10 bucks, premium or domestic. Get $10 refills on your 24 ounce Rawhide beer bat at every game. Cannot be combined with a new offer. Find your Valley Strong Ballpark is a smoke free and big free facility. Let's head to the top half of the $8.805. Fifth inning, batting for the Quakes. Center fielder Jake Vogel.
Alfred Murillo back on the mound for the Rawhide in the fifth inning. 6-0 ball game, the Quakes lead. First pitch, Jake Vogel misses high, ball one. Murillo, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide, pitches a called strike. Came in relief for Perdomo, who we can now give you the final pitching line on. Perdomo threw an inning and two-thirds of relief, gave up two earned runs off of five hits. Pitches a called strike. He did walk one batter while striking out two. One, two. Foul tipped. Murillo, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Vogel goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Dalton rushing, batting from the left side now. He is 3-for-3 today. Two singles, a double, and two runs batted in. Pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1 count. The pitch, missing outside. The pitch, swung on, fouled off out of play, left field side. Mario, glove at the ear, delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. Rushing goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Mario will now face Ana Fernandez batting from the left. Mario is 0-1 this season with a 5.93 ERA. Pitch is swung on and missed. He has a 5.93 ERA, and it's his 19th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 28 innings of work, striking out 36 while walking 17. Pitch is swung on, a ground ball through into right field, a two-out base hit for Fernandez. A hard hit ground ball plays perfectly between the second baseman and first baseman. Even if it was hit a little bit slower, I don't think Pena, the second baseman, would have been able to get to it. Bittison is now batting from the right side. Two down, runner on first. Bittison is 2-for-3 today. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Count is 0-1. I'm not sure if Bittison's family or friends are listening or watching to this broadcast. I'm going to get a little personal here, so I apologize for that. But I just want to say how much fun it has been to watch Nick this last series. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. I actually first broadcasted one of Nick's games back in 2018 for the Nashua Silver Knights. He was going into his freshman year of Virginia Tech. I was graduating from Emerson College. So this is the first time that I've broadcasted for a player before my professional career and being able to broadcast a game again with them playing. 1-2 count, two down. I think that's really the beauty of baseball. For those of you who have family members or friends playing in this game, everyone just gets so close. Everyone knows each other in this baseball world. The pitch is swung on, a two-hopper today. He misses it for a split second. And because of that, Bittison will be safe. Day did have to move to his glove side, but it's going to be an error, his second error of the day on the third baseman. So runners on first and second. The inning is extended. Two down. And Luis Rodriguez is now batting from the right side. The runner on second, Fernandez on first, Bittison. And wrapping up my thought on Nick, if his parents are listening, you have raised an amazing young man. He's just as nice as he is now after being drafted in the fourth round as he was when he was 17 years old, getting ready to go play at Virginia Tech. All right, back to baseball. 1-0 count, two down, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. There is movement in the Rawhide pen now. I think it's Carlos Mesa warming. Pitch misses high. Ball two. Rodriguez today has singled and doubled. 2 for 3. Come on, Rodriguez. 2-1 for Murillo. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Time is called, and there's a ball in play, it looks like. I think it's a soccer ball out in right field. Roberson goes over and tosses it back into the CSDA pasture. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Top half of the fifth inning, the Quakes lead 6-0, and they have 13 hits. The pitch swung on and foul-tipped. Del Castillo can't hold on to it. Count remains 2-2. Yesterday, the Quakes had 14 hits through 9 innings of play. Already, they have 13. As the pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. Murillo strikes out the side to end the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. We're halfway through this one. The Rawhide trail 6-0. Going into the bottom half of the fifth, you are listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Be sure to visit the Myers and Walker Brewing Company booth located near the general store, where they will be sampling delicious Kelly Squeeze Blood Orange Tangerine Days and Lemon Chill. Kelly Squeeze, squeeze in California for a California state of mind, must be 21 years of age or older. To sample, please drink responsibly. The salute to the workforce is courtesy of Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Thank you for your presentation. Welcome to the ball.
Jason Roberson is batting from the left side to lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rawhide trail by 6. Pitch to him, misses high and outside, ball 1. In the top half of the fifth inning with Murillo on the mound, it's the first time that the Quakes have not scored in an inning. The pitch to Roberson, check swing, he foul tips it. The Quakes had 2 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth to lead 6-0. They have 13 hits today. The Rawhide only have 1. It comes off the bat of Roberson, who's at the plate. Here's the pitch. Check swing, high pitch again, 1-2 count. Roberson, local from the Central Valley, went to school at Bakersfield, originally from Bakersfield. And he actually played here at Valley Strong Ballpark back when it was called Recreation Park. Pitch misses outside, ball 3. He played here in high school for the CIF playoffs. Another full circle moment that happens a lot in baseball. 3 balls and a strike. The pitch from Ibarra is swung on and Roberson's bat goes flying. That's the second time that's happened to him in as many games. And you can see he's getting the bat from Guzman, but not actually using Guzman's bat. He just went to get some finder on his gloves. Pitch misses outside, ball four. Roberson draws a leadoff walk to start off the fifth inning. Second time the Rawhide have had a base runner on. Both times it's been Roberson. Alvin Guzman is now batting from the right side. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Here's the pitch. Coming inside, almost hits him. Ibarra, the right-handed pitcher, in his second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Ibarra, 2-2 this season, a 7.53 ERA. This is his eighth appearance for the Quakes this season, fourth time out of the bullpen. He's thrown 15 innings of work for Rancho, striking out 18 while walking 11. The 1-2. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by Rushing. Two balls, two strikes. Guzman struck out in his first at bat. This is the first time he's facing Ibarra today, but Ibarra did pitch earlier in this series. Right versus right matchup. The 2-2. Misses. The throw down to first base is not in time. The pitch called a ball. I thought it looked pretty good. But Rushing popped up immediately to try to throw down and get Roberson out as he was taking a large secondary lead, and he didn't get the call, possibly because of that, but or it just was a ball. But that could have been a factor. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Count remains full. Ibarra last through against the Rawhide in game one of this series. He threw two innings of relief, giving up three runs, one of them earned, off of three hits, walked a batter, and struck out three. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Guzman goes down swinging for the first out of the fifth. Roberson still standing on first base for Kevin Graham, who'll bat from the left side. First pitch is swung on and missed. Oh, 1, missing outside. Pitch is swung on, fouled off into the netting. Mesa back up warming in the pen for the Rawhide. A ball and two strikes to Graham. Pitch misses, high ball two. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the second baseman. Young takes it, flips to second for one, on to first. Not in time. Graham is called safe. He is able to beat out the double play ball, and the infield thought that it was out number two. The middle infielder started trotting back into the dugout, but then Don Cohn, the shortstop, headed back for a second, realizing that no one was covering there because they thought it was a double play. Well, Roberson is retired, and now Graham standing on first. Here's J.J. DeRozio batting from the right side. He flew out to deep left field in his first at-bat. It was a great play by Rodriguez. But he gets to the warning track and ends up backpedaling at the end of it to be able to make the catch. First pitch is swung on and missed. Tries to check his swing on the 0-1, but he does go around 0-2 count. Ibarra sets, glove at the belt, checks the runner, kicks, misses high, hits off the glove of Rushing, and Graham will head over to second. This is the second time today the Rawhide have had a man in scoring position. One ball, two strikes. Going to rule that a wild pitch on Ibarra. One, two, swung on, ground ball. Shortstop Don Cohn is there. The throw to first ends the inning. A nice hard hit ball, but right to the shortstop to end the inning. We're going into the sixth. Rawhide trail by six. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide are selling off their 22 Toros jersey. Visit the general store to purchase the Toros jersey. You can buy the jersey for $100, or you can pair it with a Toros hat for only $20 more. All right, Grandview T-Mobile lucky number scorecard. Here comes our first winning numbers of the evening. We've got Bulls Plus. That lucky number is 13889. Albie Roll Ice Cream, 13855. Snow Shack, 13890. Orange Works Cafe, that lucky number is 13839. Trimark Smog, 13871. And Valley Strong Credit Union, lucky number 13957. If you have these winning numbers on your lucky number scorecard, all you got to do is head off to the general store to claim your prize. Congratulations.
New pitcher for the Rawhide, Carlos Mesa on the mound. First pitch is a called strike to Griffin Lockwood Powell. It's the top half of the sixth inning. The Quakes lead 6-0. Pitch from Mesa. Inside, ball one. Mesa is the fourth pitcher of the evening. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch misses inside, ball two. Infield cheating slightly to the left against Lockwood Powell, who is 1-for-3 today. Pitch misses high, ball three. Here's a 3-1. Called strike inside corner, count is full. Mesa in relief for Murillo. Murillo through an inning and a third. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Lockwood Powell goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Murillo only gave up one hit. No runs, no walks, and struck out three in his inning and a third. Pitch to Don Cohn is swung on. A flare into shallow right field. Roberson coming in makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Right fielder Juan Alonso.
Two away, nobody on for Juan Alonso. Here's the pitch. Misses in. Mesa, southpaw from Venezuela. Been with the team since opening day. Pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pena is there. Sets his feet. The throw to first ends the inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Carlos Mesa. The first time today the Quakes have not had a base runner in an inning. We are going into the bottom half of the sixth inning, and you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
And other organizations are devoting their time and energy to making Hillary County such a wonderful place to experience those moments that matter. Rawhide would like to welcome Chuck Knox to Valley Strong Ballpark. We hope you enjoy the Harvest Wealth Group fan dugout. To nominate a nonprofit organization for tickets to the Harvest Wealth Group dugout, go to harvestwealthgroup.com. When the Rawhide returns September 6th, it will be our final 2-for-1 Tuesday of the season. 2-for-1 Tuesdays are thanks in part to Valley Pacific and Chevron. There are only 12 games remaining, 6 here at home after tonight. The tickets to the final 10 of games for all of our end-of-season promotions, visit MyTickerRawhide.com. Everything Rawhide, give us a like and follow on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheRawhide. You can buy tickets to future Rawhide games online at RawhideBaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office sponsored by MyTickerRawhide.com or rather Everything Rawhide. Sponsored by Kauia Health, a proud sponsor of the Mighty Teacher Rawhide. Kauia Health, more than medicine, life. Bottom of the sixth inning, batting for the Hyde. First baseman Sergio Gutierrez.
Jermin Rosario, the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. He's facing Sergio Gutierrez to start off the bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Rosario was who we originally thought was going to be the starter today, but instead it was Pinales, and then Ibarro came in, and now we have Rosario on the mound. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom half of the sixth in the Rawhide Trail, 6-0. The pitch. Called strike three on the low outside corner. Gutierrez goes down looking for the first out of the inning.
The shortstop, Manuel Peña.
Manuel Peña has grounded out to second and grounded out to the pitcher so far today. Rosario, the third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. He's in relief for Ibarra. Pitch is swung on and missed. Joel Ibarra threw two scoreless innings. Didn't give up a hit. Walked one while striking out two. Right now, a really lopsided line score. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. The Quakes have 6 runs off of 13 hits, and they have not committed an error. While the Rawhide, no runs, 1 hit, have committed 2 errors. The pitch swung on, popped up, out of play, third base side. Count remains 0-2. Here's the 0-2 to Peña. Swung on, a chopper, first base side, but it rolls foul. Just misses low, ball one. Rosario thought it was strike three. Right-handed pitcher deals. Swung on and missed strike three. Peña goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That's back-to-back Ks for Rosario. Juan Corniel coming to the plate. Switch hitter batting from the left against the right-handed pitcher. Rosario this season, 5-6, a 6.75 ERA. Pitch misses high, ball one. This is his 24th inning of work. Beg your pardon, 24th appearance out of the bullpen. There we go. So again, 24th appearance this season. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. He does have 14 starts this year, so it's his 10th time out of the pen. He's thrown 74 innings of work, striking out 95 while walking 51. Pitch is fouled off. And believe it or not, he's not leading the Cal League in strikeouts with 95. The most is Vanskoy with Inland Empire, 133. Pitchless is misses low, ball two. Now, at this point in the season, when you're talking about leading the Cal League in something, whether it's hits or strikeouts, whatever it may be, it's good and bad to be on that list. The 2-2 is swung on, a ground ball through into right field. The second hit of the day for the Rawhide. The first time a ball leaves the infield for a hit. Now Josh Day will bat from the right side. Runner on first, two down. So the reason why I say that is if you are leading the Cal League in strikeouts at this point, that means you've been in the Cal League for the whole season. And that's not a negative thing at all. The only reason why I bring it up was because back in 2019, I was trying to compliment one of our players saying, congratulations, you lead the league in strikeouts as a pitcher. The pitch misses outside, ball one. It was Jeff Day, who I believe is now in AAA, or he might be in AA with the Diamondbacks. But as soon as I tried to compliment that, here's the pitch. It's swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Corniel going to head for third. Day will stop at first. The throw is cut off. Third hit of the day for the Rawhide. First time we have consecutive hits. Runners on the corners for Adrian Del Castillo batting from the left side. The first thing that Jeff Day said to me when I told him, congratulations, you have the most strikeouts in the league, he said, that means I've been in this league too long this season. So, of course, that is a different perspective on it, where these guys, of course, don't want to be here for a full season. They want to continue to move up as quickly as they possibly can. But still very impressive for Rosario to have almost 100 strikeouts in Vanscoy, 133. The pitch is swung on, a swinging bunt. The catcher picks it up, throws to first, and that will end the inning. The Rawhide strand two runners on. They still trail 6-0 as we go into the top half of the seventh inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Check the back of your ticket for special offers like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. Just put your money cash when you join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. You must be 21 years of age if you're older. Brown's Crew Drag, powered by Jill Power Corbin. James, Jeff, and the guys are dressed to impress because the photos provided by Cal Apparel. To find your nearest dealer, search SPIHL Revision SteelDealers.com and visit CalApparel.net to look like the best dressed grass crew in all of minor league baseball.
Taylor Young at the plate against Carlos Mesa. The first pitch misses inside. Ball one. Mesa in his second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. Now facing the leadoff man, Young. Here's the 1-0. Called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 count. Movement in the Rawhide pen. It looks like Lister Sosa. 1-1, called strike. No real shift in the infield. Young today has single, flied out to right, walked, and popped out to first. He had four bats through four innings. Now it's the seventh, and he hasn't had an at-bat since the fourth, as that pitch misses high, ball two. It is 8:06 local time in Visalia. We are 2 hours into this ball game now. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base side, but it's foul. Count remains 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. The 2-2. Swung on, lined into center field, a leadoff base hit for Young. Ground line drive back up the middle. Mesa tried to get his glove on it, but he couldn't do so. That's the 14th hit of the day for the Quakes. They had 14 hits yesterday.
Center fielder Jake Vogel.
First pitch to Vogel, misses high ball one. Vogel has walked, doubled, and struck out twice today. Pitch is a called strike. Infield at double play depth, shading slightly to the left, outfield to the right. Mesa, 21 years old, 6'1", 200 pounds. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Mesa is 6-4 this season with the Rawhide with a 6.28 ERA. This is his 35th appearance this year. He's thrown 62 innings of work. He's struck out 84 batters this season while walking 43. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. Opponents are batting 250 against the left-handed pitcher. The pitch, runner takes off. The pitch is outside. The throw from Del Castillo is not in time. 2-2 count, and Young is now standing on second, a runner in scoring position. Two balls, two strikes. Mesa over 20 pitches thrown in this inning. Actually, exactly 21 pitches thrown. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Swung on, foul ball, right field side into the CSDA pasture. Left versus right matchup, long at bat here by Vogel. This would be the seventh pitch of the at bat. The pitch. Swung on, popped up into deep left center field. Guzman giving chase. Young is going to tag and head for third. One down, runner on third. Brings up Dalton Rushing, batting from the left side. Rushing is 3-for-4 today. Infield's going to be back, even with the runner on third and one down. It's a 6-0 ball game in the top half of the seventh inning. And here comes Jorge Cortez. That's going to be the day for Carlos Mesa. You can tell he's unhappy with that. But they've been limiting his pitches recently, just with season nearing its end. He has done a lot of work for the Rawhide through the bullpen. Cortez saying a few words to Mesa before he lets him go. That will be the day for Carlos Mesa. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Lister Sosa on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Carlos Mesa. Sosa will inherit a runner on third with one down in the top half of the seventh inning, with the Quakes leading 6-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Lister Sosa inherits a runner on third. The infield's going to come in with one down. Rushing the batter. The pitch from Sosa. Missing outside. Ball one. Pitch from Sosa. Misses outside. Ball two. Duota rushing, popped up behind the plate. It'll land in the grandstands. In another ballpark, that might have been a playable ball for Del Castillo, but we are very close to home plate here. I mean, practically feel like we're on top of the plate. Two balls and a strike, one down. Runner on third is Young. Carlos Mesa, who Sosa relieved, is responsible for Young. The pitch. Misses outside. 3-1 count. Hard ground ball through into right field. A one-out base hit for rushing, and that allows Young to score the seventh run of the game. In the top half of the seventh inning for the Quakes. 7-0. That is the 15th hit of the day. And now batting from the right side is Yainer Fernandez. Fernandez had a sacrifice fly out to right field. He's walked, flied out to right, and also singled into right field. It is one down. Ground ball could end the inning. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. Pitch to Sosa. Missing outside, ball two. Outfield playing a little bit shallow. Infield at a double play depth. 2-0. Swung on, popped up. First base side. Gutierrez calling for it right in front of first base. And he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, runner on first for Nick Bittison. Bittison has reached base three times today, but he's 2-for-4. Had an RBI single in the first, singled in the second, Slide out to left in the fourth and reached on a fielding error by the third baseman Day in the fifth inning. Pitch to Bittison. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Corniel ranges, flips to second, and that will end the inning. But the Quakes get on the board again as a 7-0 ball game. As we head into the bottom half of the seventh, it is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Stretch those legs. It is time now for the seventh inning stretch. So let's get out of those seats. Let's stretch those legs and let's sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Jason Roberson is at the plate, takes ball one high. He is the only Rawhide player to reach base twice today. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. The first baseman ranges. The throw to first is not in time. Roberson called safe at first base. He is reached base three times today now. Roberson beats out an infield ball. I thought that Rosario had his foot on the bag in time to get Roberson, but without a replay, without a closer angle on the cameras, I can't be for sure. The first base umpire, Daniel, by the way, was right there to see it. He had a much better angle than I did. But Roberson safe. Pitch to Guzman. Called strike. So that's an infield single for Roberson. Fourth hit of the day for the Rawhide. Two of them off the bat of Jason. Both of his singles also haven't left the infield. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. It's swung on, ground ball. Second base makes a diving play. Stands up the throw to second base. What a play by the second baseman, Young, my goodness, ranging to his glove side, dives, goes to one knee, throws to first. It's in time to get the lead runner. My goodness. Guzman, the runner on first now. And Kevin Graham batting from the left side, one down. Rawhide still trying to get on the board. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Oh, 01 misses high, 1-1 count. Pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the second baseman. Taylor fields it, goes to second for one, no throw to first. Back-to-back ground balls hit to the second baseman to get an out. And Young each time gets the lead runner. J.J. DeRozio is batting from the right side, two away and a runner on first in the bottom half of the seventh inning with the Rawhide trailing to the Quakes 7-0. Pitcher DeRozio misses high, ball one. Pitch misses, ball two. Pitch misses outside, 3-0 count. Rosario kicks. Misses, ball four. DeRozio draws a four-pitch walk with two outs. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Sergio Gutierrez is batting from the left. Two away, the runner on second is Kevin Graham, and on first, J.J. DeRozio. Pitch to Goody, misses high, ball one. Gutierrez has been the third baseman the last three games for the Rawhide. He also came in to play first base, and I think was game two, after Melendez left the game with an injury. The 1-0 misses outside, ball two. Pitch misses high, ball three. Rosario has now thrown seven straight balls to a Rawhide batter. Pitch misses. Oh, no, that's a called strike. Dalton rushing the catcher. Also thought it was ball four. He stood up and started going to have a conversation with Rosario, who he thought had just walked two batters on eight pitches. Instead, it's called a strike. Everyone except the umpire is confused on why that was called a strike. And finally, Sergio Gutierrez gets ball four. You don't see that many times throughout a season. It's bases loaded, two down, and the leadoff man, Manuel Pena, is batting from the left side. The runner on third is Kevin Graham. He reached on a fielder's choice. DeRozio on second. Gutierrez on first. Both of them walked. Two down, the bases are loaded for the Rawhide, and a huge opportunity to score their first run of the game in the bottom half of the seventh. The first pitch is spiked into the dirt. Ball one. 1-0 misses high ball two. If you're Pena, you might not swing until you get a strike. The reason being is Rosario just walked the last two batters he faced. 2-0, missing high ball three. Now the 3-0 count with nowhere to put him without a run scoring. If I'm Pena, I'm not swinging unless it is the perfect pitch for you, but I personally almost always took with 3-0, especially with bases loaded. The pitch misses outside ball four. And the first run of the game for the Rawhide scores on a bases loaded walk. Pena gets the RBI. Three consecutive walks given up by Rosario after getting two outs. Really three ground balls to start off the inning and then walks the next three batters he faced. Well, the Rawhide are on the board. It's a 7-1 ball game. Runner on third, J.J. DeRozio. On second, Sergio Gutierrez. And on first, Manuel Pena. Juan Corniel at the plate. Corniel is 1-for-3. He has singled today. It was into right field. He's also grounded out twice. Once to the pitcher, once to third. Pitch to Corniel. There's a called strike on the inside corner. Oh, one. Swung on. Bouncing ground ball to the shortstop. He feels it. Going to go to second. And it's in time to end the inning. The Rawhide only able to push across one with the bases loaded. But we're heading into the eighth. And the Quakes lead 7-1. Lister Sosa will be back on the mound for the Rawhide. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Budweiser, like to remind you, 20 or older, if you drink, don't drive. It's time to ride. Responsibility. Anxious rewards, points to be a responsible man. It is time to ride. All right, the last lucky numbers of the evening. Open up those T-Mobile lucky numbers scorecards. Here we go with those numbers. 7-9-7, California, 13891. Rosario's Japanese Restaurant, 13892. Tulare Meat Locker, 13787. Santino's Barbershop, 13729. Webby's Hamburgers, 13897. Don Taco, 13916. Taylor's Hot Dog Stand, 13829. Irvine Cafe, lucky number 13954. The Abbey's winning numbers, if you like your number score card, all you gotta do is head on over to the general store to claim your prize. Let's move to the top of the eighth inning. Now batting left fielder Luis Rodriguez.
Luis Rodriguez is batting from the right side. Lister Sosa on the mound in the top half of the eighth inning. Pitch misses inside ball one. It is 8:31 local time. We have been playing for 2.5 hours now. Here's the pitch. Missing inside ball two. Sosa came in relief for Carlos Mesa. Sosa is the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on, a flare, caught by the first baseman. Gutierrez coming over. Moved it good. I don't know, 6 to 10 feet to be able to make that catch. It was a line drive, not hit very hard off the bat of Rodriguez, but Gutierrez makes the nice play. Griffin Lockwood Powell batting from the right side, one away, nobody on. Pitch misses. Can give you the final pitching line for Carlos Mesa. threw an inning and a third, gave up one earned run off of one hit, and he struck out a batter. Pitch misses, ball two. Here's the 2-0, missing inside, ball three. Pitch misses, low ball four. Lockwood Powell reaches on a four-pitch walk. One down, and Ryan Doncone is batting from the right side. First pitch is swung on and missed. It's a 0-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Right-handed pitcher is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Doncone goes down swinging. For the second out of the inning, that strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. The number nine batter, Juan Alonso, steps to the plate with two outs and a runner on first. Top half of the eighth inning, the Quakes lead 7-1. The first pitch he swings at, it's a ground ball to the second baseman. Pena picks it up, throws to first, and that will end the inning. The Quakes strand a runner on first. They still lead by six. Going into the bottom half of the eighth inning, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Josh Day at the plate, swings of the first pitch from Rosario in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and it's lined into right field. Fifth hit of the day for the Rawhide. Second hit of the day for Day, and it leads off the eighth inning. Now Adrian Del Castillo will bat from the left side. Del Castillo 0 for 3 today. He has struck out twice and grounds it out to the catcher on a swinging bunt. Pitch misses, high ball one. Rosario is in his third inning of work. The pitch swung on and missed. Rosario nearing the 45 pitch mark. One. Missing outside ball two. Let's go, Ohio, let's go. 2-1. Swung on, fouled off. Del Castillo batting 400 with the Rawhide this season. The pitch misses low. Full count. Rawhide trail by 6 in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Here's a 3-2. Missing low ball 4. Del Castillo draws a walk. Runners on 1st and 2nd. To start off the bottom half of the 8th inning, and Jason Roberson will bat from the left side. 5-5-9-4-9-7-8-6-4. Now batting for the Hive, right fielder Jason Roberson. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. The pitch is swung on, hard ground ball through into right field. They're going to send Day. Here's the throw. It goes to the plate, but it's cut off. And Day scores the second run of the game. Roberson with an RBI single. Roberson is now 3-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. Del Castillo standing on second. Roberson on first for Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. Rosario steps off. Guzman ready for the 0-1, right versus right matchup. 7-2 ball game in the bottom half of the 8th. Pitch misses outside. Time is called by the catcher. And that is the second time that's happened in this at-bat. So I don't think that can happen again unless the runners advance on a pitch. Here's the 1-1. Missing outside, ball 2. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play, first base side. Guzman, I think, asked for time to get some more sticky stuff for his bat, and that's exactly what he's doing over there by the third base dugout. Rosario sets the pitch. Breaking ball fouled off out of play behind our press box. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out in a 7-2 ball game. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Two-two. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop picks it up. Roncon throws to first. It's a double play. Roncon fields it, touches second, throws to first for a double play. Del Castillo does advance to third. But it's two down for Kevin Graham batting from the left side. So Roberson off the bases now. It's just Del Castillo on third for Graham. Takes ball one. Graham has flat out to left and also hit two ground balls to second. Right-handed pitcher is still warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 1-0. Swung on and missed. 1-1 count. Pitch misses, gets by the catcher, but stays near home plate where Del Castillo will stay at third. 2-1 count. Since 2012, Roaster Brothers Milk Company has used its farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. 2-1 is popped up. That'll reach the grandstands on the third base side. 2-2 count, two down, and a runner on third. Rosario nearing the 60-pitch mark. I think this is actually going to be the 60th pitch of the evening for him. Two, two. Outside, ball three. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball right field. It has the distance. A fair ball, a two-run blast for Kevin Graham, his third home run of the season for the Rawhide. It's a 7-4 ball game, bottom half of the eighth inning. Kevin Graham works the count full, gets the pitch he can handle it, drills it over the right field wall, over the bullpen of the Quakes. Pitch to J.J. DeRozio is swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Seven to four ball game. DeRozio at the plate. Here's the pitch. Misses low. 1-1 count. Pitch is a called strike. Count is 1-2. One, two. Low in the dirt. 2-2 count. I No shift in the infield. Outfield shading to the right against D'Orazio. Rosario kicks. Swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. Bittison is there. Pumps once. The throw to first. Ends the inning, but the Rawhide score three to make it a 7-4 ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. There are four runs have all come in the last two innings. We're heading into the ninth with the Rawhide trailing by three. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Credit scores don't put themselves through college with kids at 37, but people do. You're not just a member of Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Bottom of the ninth, tie ball game, runner on third. Looks like he's trying to make something happen out there. And here he comes, trying to steal home. The throw to the plate. He's in there.
Safe at home. That's the best call you can make.
He's safe at home.
Once in your raw high, we keep up with Joe Torre, safe at home, and the Central Domestic Violence. To learn more, and to your chance to win a trip for two in the 2023 MLB All-Star Game in Seattle. Visit JoeTorre.org/All-Star. For the Quakes, second baseman Taylor Young.
Zach Barnes on the mound for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch to Taylor Young. It's a called strike. Barnes is the sixth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Barnes in relief for Sosa, who threw an inning and two-thirds. Gave up one hit, no runs, walked a batter, and strike out a batter. Pitch misses outside, ball one. It's a 7-4 ball game in the top half of the ninth inning. This is the series finale against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The pitch missing outside, ball two. Rawhide have only won one game in this series, and in fact only have won one game in their last 11. Part of a two-week homestand here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow's a needed off day for the Rawhide. Pitch misses, ball three, and then they'll travel to Lake Elsinore for a six-game series, the final road trip of the year before coming back for their final home games of the year against the 66ers. The pitch misses inside, ball four. Taylor Young draws a leadoff walk in the ninth inning after being down 0-2. And now Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will have a conversation with Barnes and the entire infield on the mound. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters.
Jake Vogel.
Vogel at the plate, takes a called strike. The pitch, missing, high and in. Vogel spins out of the way of that one. 1-1 count. Pitch is foul tipped. Might have actually just been swung on and missed as Del Castillo had to frantically find that ball, but he does so in time to hold Young at first. One, two, foul tipped. He stays alive. Barnes 0-2 this season with the Rawhide. A 9.78 ERA. The pitch is swung on. One hopper gets by the second baseman into center field. Pena moving just behind second base. It takes a hop right in front of his glove as he kind of did a half slide, half dive to try to stop it. He couldn't do so. It will be a base hit. That is the 16th hit of the evening for the Quakes. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Rawhide trail by three in the top half of the ninth. They're trying to keep that deficit at three. Pitch misses low. Ball one. A three-run deficit is not easy to score in three runs in the bottom half of the ninth, but they did just score three in the eighth. Want to keep it just a three-run lead for the Quakes. Rushing today, 4-for-5 with three runs batted in. The pitch is swung on, grounded into right field. They are going to hold Young at third base. Rushing now has 5 hits today, and I believe that is a career high for him. Bases are loaded for Yainer Fernandez. On third, Young, second, Vogel, and first is Rushing. This is Barnes' 16th appearance out of the bullpen. Pitch misses low, stopped by Del Castillo. He's thrown 19 innings of work. Barnes has struck out 27 while walking 21. Opponents are batting 270 against him. Pitch is swung on, ground ball up the middle, second baseman. No, the shortstop, Corniel, picks it up, touches second. The throw to first is not in time. A run will score to make it an 8-4 ball game. So the shortstop, Corniel, who picked up the ball, thought about tossing it to second, decided to just step on it, and then throw to first. But it was not in time to get Fernandez. Only one down, and now the Quakes lead by 4 with the runners on the corners and one down. Young scores, Vogel moves to third, Rushing is off the bases, and Fernandez is standing on first. Nick Bittison is now at the plate. Here's the pitch, called strike. Bittison today, 2-for-5, 2 singles and an RBI. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. O-2 count to Bittison. Barnes kicks. Swung on, grounded foul, third base side. 0-2. Swung on, deep fly ball into center field. Guzman going back. He's not going to get to it. It'll one hop the wall. Vogel will score. Fernandez heads for third, and Bittison is standing on second with an RBI double to drive in the second run of the inning and make it a 9-4 ball game. The Quakes lead. Luis Rodriguez is now batting from the right side, one away, two runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch, missing high and in, ball one. One oh, missing low and outside, ball two. The infield is in for the Rawhide with two runners in scoring position and one down. The Quakes now have 18 hits. 9 runs to show for it. Rawhide, 7 hits, 4 runs. Pitch is swung on, a hard ground ball gets by the third baseman, Day. Goes into left field, Fernandez will score. Rodriguez standing on first and Bittison moves to third. The runners on second and third were off on contact. That's going to be an error on Day, his third error of the day. It's a hard ground ball, too. A third baseman, Day. I mean, that was hit really hard off the bat. He fell to his knees trying to stop it and just couldn't handle it. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. It misses outside, ball one. There will not be an RBI for Rodriguez, who reaches on that error. Runners on the corners, one down. Infield is back, hoping for a double play ball. The pitch from Barnes misses very outside. A nice stop by Del Castillo, who picked it in the left-handed batter's box. Pitch is a called strike. Two balls and a strike, one down. The pitch. Called strike inside corner. 2-2 count to Lockwood Powell now. Powell today is 1-for-4. He's also walked. His one hit was a single into left field. 2-2. Just misses high, ball three. And they're going to have someone start to warm in the pen now. Three, two. Swung on, deep fly ball to right field. Roberson gives chase. And he runs out of room off of the scoreboard in right field. A 3-run blast for Lockwood Powell, his 6th home run as a member of the Quakes, and that opens up this ball game. That is the 6th run to score in the 9th inning. It's a 13-4 ball game. Rawhide trailed by 9 in the 9th inning. Bittison scores, Rodriguez scores, Lockwood Powell scores. A 3-run blast. Ryan Doncon now batting from the right side. Still one down. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around. Pitch misses low. the pitch. Misses outside. Two, one from Barnes, misses outside. Three, one. Swung on, popped up. First base side, but it will reach the grandstands. Count is full. Three, two. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop Corniel fields it. The throw to first is in time for the second out of the inning. John Cone is retired, and this brings up the number nine batter and the ninth batter to come to the plate for the Quakes in this inning. It's Juan Alonso. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. So right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Misses. Just low. Ball one. I would think that this could be the last batter that Barnes faces solely because of a pitch count. Nearing the 35 pitch mark. I think he's actually at it now. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third baseman Day picks it up. The throw to first is in time. He almost missed that one, but able to make the play to end the inning. The Quakes score six in the ninth. They now lead 13-4 as we head into the bottom half of the ninth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Carlos De Los Santos. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Sergio Gutierrez is at the plate for the Rawhide. He swings and misses at the first pitch. The pitch called strike. O-2 count. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. Manuel Pena. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Manuel Pena at the plate. One away, nobody on. The Rawhide trail 13-4. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. 1-1 count. Pena has walks today. Other than that, he's 0-for-3. The pitch. Swung on, line towards left field. Left fielder Rodriguez going back. Leaps up. He makes the catch over his shoulder. Rodriguez has made some amazing plays out in left field today. That one, he leaps up over his glove shoulder. Able to make the catch for the second out of the inning. He robs Pena of extra bases. Juan Corniel now batting from the left. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Oh, 1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Corniel calls for time. Rawhide down to their final strike. O-2, swung on, lined into center field, a base hit for Corniel. He keeps the Rawhide alive here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, although they trail by 9 runs. And Josh Day will now come to the plate batting from the right side. De Los Santos kicks. First pitch today, misses high. Josh Day is 2-for-4 today. 2 singles into right field. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Pitch today is swung on, fouled off. Count is now 1-2. The pitch. Missing low and inside. 2-2 count. Two-two, swung on and missed. Strike three. Day strikes out to end the inning and end the game. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes by a score of 13-4. The Quakes take the series 5-1. Rawhide will enjoy an off day tomorrow. So will the Quakes, but the Rawhide will then travel to Lake Elsinore for their final road trip of the season. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from MLB TV. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and watching this broadcast. We do apologize for only having the high home camera today. Had a few staffing issues where JT was unable to be here with us today. Still hope you enjoyed the broadcast this evening. The Quakes take down the Rawhide 13-4. The Quakes had 19 hits, no errors committed. Rawhide, their four runs off of 8 hits while committing 3 errors. First pitch on Tuesday in Lake Elsinore will be at 6:05. You can listen at rawhidebaseball.com to follow along for that road series. I'm Jill Guerin, signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. For those of you listening on rawhidebaseball.com, stay tuned. For those of you watching on MLB TV, enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. You've been watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.